prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
We'll be right back. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. And thanks to our magical engineer, Frank. We got a great show coming up. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about inexpensive common health tools that are going to be very beneficial in emergencies. Also, we're going to be talking about, you know, what happens when you get bad science. Well, you tend to get whistleblowers. So we're going to be talking about that. And we do have a special clip for that segment. So we're going to play that in the second part of the show. But before we get to the quack report and everything, I want to mention real quickly, coming up on August the 15th here on Herb Talk at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be talking with Dr. James LaValle. He is a nutritionist. And he also is going to be talking with us on probiotics, what the good ones to have, and that kind of thing. So I hope you can join us for that interview coming up on Thursday, the 15th of August. That's right. And we do have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I hope you are too, because, you know, mine is time to grow short. And anyway, so we're going to be looking at the devotional in Luke 14. It says, "For which of you intending to build a tower sits down, not down first, and counts the cost, whether he is sufficient to finish it?" Proverbs 3, "Honor the Lord with the substance, with the first fruits of your increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." That's right. Don't forget. God doesn't need your money. He just needs your obedience, because that's better than sacrifice. And mind the time, seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, over 90% of the medications, they say, can trigger allergic reactions. This is out of the researchers at Massachusetts. They found that more than 90% of your medications that are prescribed trigger allergic reactions, and it's because of the inactive ingredients that are found in them. Some drugs, they say, have ingredients that that have wheat in them. So if you have a gluten allergy, that's a problem. They said 93% of all your medications contain some sort of allergen, especially if you're lactose intolerant. They have milk, peanut oil, dyes, and of course your wheat. So be aware of that. May be allergic to your medicine. Moving along in the quack report, we're going to be talking about a little bit of medicine if you're trying to prepare for the worst. So, for instance, cayenne pepper, they say, is one of those herbs that you should have in your bug-out bag, your medicinal backup medicines. So we're going to talk about your herbal medicine survival bag for a little bit tonight, and we'll get to some specifics on that.
And last but not least, in the Quack Report, there's a study out of British Medical Journal, appeared there. They said, this is from the researchers at the University of Sydney, Australia, and the University of California, Santa Barbara. They said that according to their research, there's a lack of transparency and regulation around a lot of the data sharing practices on your health-related apps on your phone that put your information and you at risk. They said that they looked at 24 apps for the Android mobile devices and that pertain to your medical data, dispensing, administrating, prescribing, and so on. And they found 19 of those out of the 24, or 79%, did engage in data sharing practices. So the apps included some third party device, which would put your information at risk. And this is the most popular Android app for phones that are sold in the United States, the UK, Australia. And they also looked at MedicineWise and Medscape. And so if you're putting any kind of information out there, be wise and know that, hey, it's not safe. It's not secure, even though they say it is. And that wraps the Quack Report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we are going to be talking about some inexpensive but common healthy tools that you'll want to have in any kind of prepping that you're doing. Because when we look at the past, we can actually glean information that helped thousands of people cope and survive during difficult times. And most people are kind of tired of hearing about the getting prepared and prepping. And although that's understandable, it also is risky to ignore the time in which you live in. So food, shelter, water, you know, those are the three principal elements that we first try to secure. And some people have managed to arrange for bug out locations close to home, and others even have bug out locations outside the country. Now, for the majority, though, leaving the homeland is really not feasible. And in emergencies, most people, you know, kind of stay in their homes. And if they don't have to evacuate, that's where they hunker down. And I want you to think about this. If most Americans are not prepared for retirement, they are not prepared for the unforeseen calamity. So for those who have exercised some form of preparedness, they most likely have overlooked some basic necessities. So after you get the dehydrated food and all the bullets and things to defend yourself and you stocked up on all that, what about your medicine? Now, over-the-counter products and your prescription drugs will last roughly 2 years if they're stored properly. So there's really nothing more dangerous than an expired medication because they become more toxic as they degrade. So you want something with long shelf life, medicine that has a long, long shelf life. We're talking 5 to 10 years. That's what we want to look for. And so you're going to need to look at this, and it's often real simple to stock up on such things and very inexpensive. So we're going to find out about this option, and we're going to check what the ancients did. Well, not too far back. We're going to go to the Civil War era. What was the survival medicine then? Primitive medicine really doesn't need to be, weak or impotent, as some people describe it. It does work. Primitive medicine does work. So the main thing that we think of in emergencies, we want to stop bleeding and we want to stop infections. Those are the two biggies, okay? So even on the battlefield, that's for the two things they were doing. While saving lives, they wanted to stop bleeding and stop infection. So how do we do that if we don't have any access to emergency responders, hospitals, or even doctors? What do we do? Well, the likelihood of no access to modern medicine is not unheard of. And think of this, no pain medications, no antibiotics, no supplies for common diseases, or even events like heart attacks. What are you going to do? So logistics can also prevent speedy help from reaching you when you need it. So you better have a backup plan, and you better have a good idea of what it should be. Well, let's look at World War II for a second. Now, the medics during World War II, the field medic back then, carried his tools and his tools. Hang on 1 second. I'm
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I missed my cue. I'm so into my topic. I'm so sorry out there. But hey, let's back it up and talk about during the Civil War, the field medics, they carried their tools and guess what? A saddlebag. That's right. Like today, bleeding and infection are the two priorities to the wounded. So why use a saddlebag? Well, the bag was less cumbersome than the smaller than what they used to tote around was an apothecary's chest, kind of as big as a laser printer, I guess. So there was limited space in the saddlebag. So the tools they had needed to count and they needed to do their job. So what was in the saddlebag? Well, they had a few surgical tools. They also had dressing and tourniquets, catheters and splints, as well as suture kit with scissors and silk for suturing. They had a Bowie knife, and they also have herbal medicines. So the Civil War medic used some very effective herbs on the wounded during the war. Now, for instance, there was powdered cayenne and sulfur in their bag, and it was used to put onto wounds. Sulfur, Frank. You want me to say sulfur? Anyway, it was powdered and it was put on wounds. What it did, it stopped bleeding and it protected the wound from bacterial infection. So cayenne also helps numb nerve endings, so it helps block a bit of the pain. You can use a liquid version today if you want instead of the powdered stuff. So why were they using this cayenne? Well, there's a lot of medicinal qualities for cayenne. They're pretty impressive. If you take it internally, it helps balance your blood pressure and relaxes blood vessels. Also, it keeps your body warm, so it helps with the body temperature, especially if you're in shock. Also, it helps with metabolism and body energy. Digestive, it's a digestive aid, as well as it blocks pain signals and reduces the pain, like I mentioned. It's also antifungal. And it helps to also detox the system. Now, for the sulfa area, Frank, hope you like that, we can find some natural sulfa in garlic. So garlic has many medicinal properties, which explains why the first century Roman physicians used garlic to treat their military. So garlic is a natural antibiotic. It's antiviral, antibacterial, and also antifungal. Very broad spectrum. So I also know that garlic will kill staph infections, which is really not going to be resistant to your garlic and your immune system. So the superbugs, the viruses and bacteria of today, are not resistant to it as well. So garlic's properties also make it very effective at treating things like cholesterol, the high blood pressure, heart viruses, high blood sugars, parasites, and even low immune system. And other things. We'll get to more things in a little bit. So research is actually recognizing garlic, when you combine it with, let's say, exercise, will help with cell regeneration and longevity. So garlic will contain precious sulfa and selenium, which will entice pharmaceutical companies. They're enticed by this to look for a way to make a anti-cancer drug out of it. So let's look at the version of sulfa using garlic, because without sufficient sulfa in the system, your body has trouble staying in shape and functioning normally. So your sulfa helps protect bodily function. It helps the body with amino acids, and it also contains a lot of sulfur compounds, which affects your connective tissue. So it would help wounds heal faster. So a myriad of other health conditions can result if you don't have sulfur compounds in your system. In other words, your skin and your hair won't do well, because your skin and your hair depend on a lot of sulfa. Also helps make natural insulin in your system. Now, if you burn your hair, for instance, or if you even burn skin, hope you don't burn skin, but it has a characteristic odor of sulfa when it burns. Also, your garlic also helps the body, with the assistance of your liver, to make its own heparin, or anticoagulants, if you will, and you won't bleed out. And when you want to provide nutrition and you want to detox your body, hey, don't forget your garlic. It's one of those wonderful herbs that can do so many great things, and very broad spectrum. Let's look about the broad spectrum part of this garlic for a minute, because the problem with a lot of pharmaceutical antibiotics is they are not selective, and they kill 99% of the bacteria, friendly or no. They'll kill everything. So even the friendly flora get killed with the antibiotics. But the 1% it doesn't kill tends to mutate, and this is why we got the superbugs with the antibiotics. They become very resistant, and also it encourages yeast overgrowth. Now, garlic, on the other hand, is totally selective, targeting only non-friendly bacteria. So garlic also encourages the friendly bacteria to improve the intestinal flora for good digestion. Now, modern medicine has run out of a lot of antibiotics for for MRSA, staph infections, strep infections, diphtheria, cholera, dysentery, traveler's diarrhea, you know by that name. Tuberculosis, tetanus, rheumatic bacteria, and all types of bacterial strains. They're struggling. So the action in your garlic remains real strong against all of that. So garlic has been tested in the lab, and it kills many different bacterial strains, including the ones I just mentioned. It also kills measles, mumps, Epstein-Barr viruses, chickenpox, herpes simplex 1 and 2, herpes zoster, and viral hepatitis, scarlet fever, and rabies. Whoa, check that out. What an arsenal there. So, I know. Frank's a garlic guy. I'm telling you. Yes, Frank, I hear you all the way around. Now, there are other pathogens that it kills, But the list is really quite long. So, but the secret to using garlic against these types of diseases, these powerful diseases, is you want to use your garlic raw, uncooked. Use a lot of it. So garlic tinctures, if you want to use those, they qualify if they've been uncooked, if they've been, you know, cold pressed, in other words. Antifungal drugs like your niastatin really can't outperform garlic's proven ability to destroy fungus. They've tested it. So garlic even helps regulate any candida so you don't get an overgrowth of yeast in the system. It also helps with ringworm if you happen to have little parasites there. Ringworm doesn't like garlic. They don't like the sulfa in it. And one of the reasons garlic is so effective against cancer is that it helps assist your white blood cells to defend against cancer and destroy tumors and reduce the pain associated with cancer. So, you know, I think your prep bag, your emergency medic bag should have some garlic in it. I would, personally. That's what I put in there. So what else do you want to put in your medic bag? Real important to keep the medic bag stocked. And you want to you know, have things that will help stabilize a person. That's the priority. One of the things you want to have in there is some immune support, metabolic support type of medicinals. For example, I would definitely have lobelia in a liquid form. It helps make breathing easier. I also like hawthorn. It removes the risk of dangerous blood clots. And I like echinacea root for immune support, keep you from getting infections. Garlic, we just mentioned for the various reasons. Cayenne, of course, to regulate your blood pressure. Herbs, for various herbs for congestion, to be an expectorant for coughing, because, you know, guys in camps, in tents, they can, close proximity, can, you know, get sick. Same thing if you're on the run or if you're in a temporary location, if you got a lot of people with you, be careful. Dysentery, parasite herbs as well. Herbs for venom. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you get bit by a snake, what you gonna do? I mean, there's no hospital around. Frank's got a good point. He says add your cayenne to your garlic. It helps it work faster because cayenne's a circulatory aid. Also, you want herbs for pain in your saddlebag medic kit if you're going to put it in a saddlebag. So look at how much protection, though, that you have with just two medicinal herbs, the cayenne and the garlic. Just imagine that, how much protection with just two herbs, and how much more you can do if you had a complete medic pack of herbal formulas. So there are numerous medic kits to buy out there on the market that will have stethoscopes and blood pressure cups and suture kits. Those are great, but these also lack the addition of your time-proven action of medicinal herbs with a long shelf life, okay? So you don't want to forget to complete your medic bag and have your medicinal herbs there as your backups, okay? So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for their free catalog. You'll see in there they have pneumonia kits, heart attack packs, power herb kits, pandemic kits, pain kits. They even have snake bite kits. So they got neat things that you can add to your medic kit, if you will. Give them a call. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your emergency healthcare options just became endless. We're taking a break. Be right back.
And the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, house of fire, locomotion, poker, passion, deeper, purple, satisfaction, baby, gotta, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, Maya, Vista, Fujiyama, Kama, Sutra, Rama, Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous, Archer, Dilson, Harry, Shimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, Back, and Tina, Poppin'.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the Organic Balance Chemistry in the Adrenal Gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their Adrenal Gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about some bad science that creates some whistleblowers, and we got a little clip we're going to play here in a little bit. The scientific community is really not immune to being corrupted, and more laws have been created to protect whistleblowers who reveal misconduct, unsanitary conditions, and also fraud within the halls of medical science. So where do most of these offenses occur? Well, the research labs often located within universities and pharmaceutical companies, that's where. Now, should we rely on the whistleblowers to keep science honest? Well, the answer is no, because the pressure to remain silent is quite severe. It is really no secret that whistleblowers often pay a price for not remaining silent. So we also find scientists and physicians who quietly remove themselves from the corrupt environment and then reveal later what they observe. So investigative journalists have also been sounding the alarms that our medical science area is so overcome with corruption that no one really knows what treatments are good or bad. So we're going to take a look at this. This is from the horse's mouth. This is not me making it up. Well, let's just talk about the human vaccines for a minute, because there have been a lot of scientists that have been imprisoned for blowing the whistle on the activities within medical science. And Dr. Judy Mikovits is one. So we've mentioned her work in the past regarding cancer research before. She was specializing in the immune system area with cancer research. And Dr. Mikovits had access to previous research, and she discovered that the neurological disorders and the cancer cases led her to the causes being viruses, animal proteins in human cells, and blood and other contaminants within the vaccine. So all the vaccines are contaminated intentionally. So she was told by her employer that she would be destroyed and her career ruined if she made the matter public. Dr. Mikovits paid a high price by sacrificing her career and all that she had because she refused to denounce the data she collected. Now, our modern science acts as if it's above reproach and is intentionally basically harming people in this regard. So Dr. Mikovits joins the ranks of others, brave scientists like Stefan Kreitling and Joanne Mikowski, who worked for Merck Pharmaceuticals as virologists. They blew the whistle on the MMR vaccine, a huge lawsuit over the claims that Merck faked the effectiveness of the vaccine. The investigation suggested Merck was engaged in dishonest testing practices, and apparently they faked the results with animal antibodies. So the court determined that the whistleblowers provided enough facts to allow Merck to be tried for providing false documents to the government. This case is still ongoing, by the way. So memos from pharmaceutical staff showed they attempted to hide the information about the efficacy on the vaccines from the government. Here's a quote from Stephen Kretling, Merck virologist. He says, when standard test methods did not work showing the vaccine effectiveness, faking the test results is what Merck did. The warning to the superiors that the data was faked was not acted upon and resulted in steps taken against those reporting the breach. So the court found that there was evidence to support the whistleblowers' claims that Merck knowingly made and used false records and statements of materials to falsify or produce a fraudulent claim, and the false claims were actually found in the package inserts stating 95% effectiveness of the MMR vaccine. They also found Merck's supervisors conspired to hide the facts, and Merck continues to fight the case, clouding the definition of what efficiency really means. So discovery was ordered by the court in 2016, and the cases began in 2010. All the expert discovery was ordered to be completed by October 2018, and we should be asking, could this vaccine be the cause of the mump outbreaks in several areas in the United States? There's a question. Well, I know, let me introduce this clip, Frank. Frank's going to be running us a clip here. This is from a scientist by the name of George Arujo. He's a scientist at Merck Pharmaceutical. He was also involved in the vaccine area. So let his testimony speak for itself. Run the clip, please. Okay, so Frank is trying to get it to run, and this scientist has four children. He's never vaccinated because of what he learned while working at Merck. You got it ready, Frank? I think he's got it ready. Is it going to play? Do you want to just let me know when you got it ready, and I'll keep it going? Okay. Well, you know, we also have some CDC whistleblowers as well. This is a virologist, Dr. William Thompson. He was a senior scientist at the Center for Disease Control. He got into a situation when discovered the MMR vaccine produced data that would appear to target young African-American male children under 36 months, increasing their risk of autism. And he retained a lawyer and attempted to correct the omission that certain data was omitted, skewing the statistical information, and he had great concern about this. This is a statement from him. He said, my concern has been the decision to omit relevant findings in the particular study for a particular subgroup for a particular vaccine. There have always been recognized risks for vaccination, and I believe it's the responsibility of the CDC to provide and convey these risks associated with vaccines to the public. My coworkers and I discovered a strong autism signal in children who received the MMR vaccine before their third birthday. End of quote. Oh, boy. You know, so, I mean, it gets better. So it appears Dr. Thompson's supervisors ordered the scientists to eliminate this data from their final reports before publishing the study. Dr. Thompson reported to his attorney that there is widespread fraud happening at the CDC. So the full report of what happened was reported by the attorney Kevin Berry and Robert Kennedy Jr. in a brief titled Exposing Autism Research Fraud at the CDC. So here's what Kevin Berry, attorney, says. The CDC has been the subject of four scathing government studies that depict the corruption, mismanagement, dysfunction, and conflict of interest undermining their regulatory and policymaking functions and committing perjury. End of quote. Wow. Frost your shorts right there. Well, you know, the CDC has really been promoted to us as the safety measure, you know, as an independent watchdog to help govern over science and protect the people. Obviously, the fox is watching over the hen house because the CDC is really a private corporation. It's looking after their shareholders, just like the pharmaceutical companies do. so they profit from the spread of disease just like the drug companies do. Cures and disease prevention really not, they don't make them money. They don't make them any richer. Here's also a report from the investigative journalist Melody Peterson. She says, today, the goals of the pharmaceutical policy and medical practices are often undermined due to institutional corruption. Okay, Frank. Frank's got it. I think we got enough time. Go ahead and run that clip, Frank.
My name is George Arujo. I'm a trained chemist. I worked in the pharmaceutical industry a total of 16 years. My belief is that vaccine safety science is flawed and incomplete, and we haven't vaccinated any of our kids. When I graduated, I began working at Merck. Merck has released Pepcid Famotidine, Prilosec, Omeprazole. And Merck manufactures quite a few vaccines. Most well known is probably the MMR. Before my wife became pregnant with our first child, I was largely indifferent towards vaccines. I just assumed that it was okay. I didn't really think about it. So when Stephanie became pregnant early 2000, I had just recently started in the vaccine sterile quality operations business unit as a supervisor in the biochemistry laboratory. I began to attend vaccine policy meetings. I asked basic questions about, for instance, the Hep B vaccine. I've got a child coming in a couple of months. So I'm wondering about the wisdom, scientific and otherwise, about administering a Hep B vaccine to an infant. Virtually every medical scholar acknowledges that the immune and autoimmune system of an infant is nowhere near developed. And so this is a medical intervention to boost an immune system about which we know very little. My questions are very specific. How do we know vaccines are safe? What do we do to determine their safety? What have we done to determine the robustness of the methods that we're employing to determine safety and efficacy? These are basic questions. What I began to find is that the type of studies were kind of shabby. I felt they were kind of rushed. They're sort of a rush to market. I raised questions like that and didn't feel that they were particularly appreciated. What I'm suggesting is that while I was at Merck, the answers that come back are superficial. And that's usually code for I don't know. That doesn't line up then with the conviction and the passion that vaccines are absolutely bulletproof and everybody should be vaccinated. There's a disconnect there. It makes you wonder what else is going on. Right around when my wife was about 7 months pregnant, it was one of those moments where we're driving down a road and I'm sharing with her the concerns that I began to have. And eventually we just kind of looked at each other and knew that we had come to the same conclusion. The probability of disease actually from vaccination was actually higher. And we made a decision when we weren't going to vaccinate any of our children. We were meeting more and more individuals in the pharmaceutical business. We're also leaning in the same direction. I had a dear friend who still works in Big Pharma. She was about to give birth herself. She made that decision as well, not vaccinate at all. And we have not vaccinated a single time for any of our four children. They are super healthy, and it's, 18 years after the fact and never look back.
Right. So they're not vaccinating, and they're not in trouble with law enforcement. Interesting in that. I see by the clock we have to take another break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704 877-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. Little Stevie Wonder. All right, we're getting back to our little topic here. Bad science promotes a lot of whistleblowers, or at least some. Here's another quote from our investigative journalist, Melody Peterson, and she says, I actually thought that the drug companies were all about science. That's what they tell the public. They are all about science discovering new drugs, but when I started to follow their daily activities and talk to their executives, I learned that really it was all about marketing and profits that drove them. Yeah. You know, that's a fact. The United States, you know, we have the largest consumer prescription of medications. We buy a lot of drugs. So globally, the United States gobbles up 65% of the drug market, spending billions of dollars each year. So it's no surprise when Melanie Peterson says, with the hordes of cash drug companies make, they hand money to patient groups, hospital universities, medical schools, physician societies, government agencies, and any organization they will use. This kind of disposable wealth has created a stranglehold on medical science. End of quote. Yeah, it silences the truth about things like your vaccines. Do they work or don't they? She also goes on to say, we've come to a time when decisions on how to treat disease are hatched in a corporate marketing department rather than by a group of independent physicians working to improve public health. In many cases, whether the medicine helps or harms a patient has become secondary to how much money it will bring the shareholders in profit. End of quote. Scary, cold thought, isn't it? But it's what it is. I'm trying to help people see that. Working in medicine myself, hello, saw lots of stuff. So, you know, where do you trust? You know, putting your trust in drug companies is kind of like gambling at Vegas. Doctors don't know if the drugs work or not. All they have to go by is what the drug companies pay a ghostwriter to put into the medical journal articles to market a product to doctors. And some still believe in the system, but there is this tipping point when the masses learn they have been duped and slowly poisoned by symptom management drugs. Think about it. So I want you to be careful. I want you to be proactive out there, you know, because we live in a time where we have to investigate carefully all the recommended treatments. And this means going beyond the propaganda brochures that drug companies use as marketing tools, and they provide them to their physicians so they can hand them out to the patients. So we have to realize that the system has made drug pushers out of our physicians. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying all the doctors are bad. I mean, they're very talented. Some are very talented, and some of them are starting to think outside the box. You know, they're noticing some things. Our creator really didn't expect us to rely on drugs to be healthy, and in a majority of the cases, our health is really dependent on our lifestyle. So foods, spices, medicinal herbs are our medicines and have been for thousands of years. So we need to get back to the basics, clean up the lifestyle, you know, exercise some wisdom and discernment. So if our medical system has been severely corrupted, we must conclude it is dangerous and it needs to be avoided as much as possible, right? If the truth isn't in the medicines, what's in the medicines? Well, it's not truth. So there will be, there will be an emergency necessity for modern medicine. But outside of that, we need to reassess our lifestyle, take responsibility for our health, and, you know, try to stay out of the hospital and doctor's offices, really. And by the way, that clip that Frank played, thank you, Frank, for playing that clip. I appreciate it. It was included in the newsletter that goes out by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. So you get a hot link and you can just click the link and you get stuff like this, you know, little snippets of wisdom, information, truth. It's great. You can go to the powerherbs.com website and you can sign up for free. There's no subscription and you'll get information like this, enlightening information like this each and every week in your email, right? And of course you want to check everything out. Definitely. You want to research things to your discretion. Absolutely. So the powerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters. You can sign up. There's a couple of them there. There's the American Survival, which goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can sign up for both if you want. And just information you're not going to get anywhere else. It's a just amazing thing. So you get an accumulation of information coming into your email. And you can share it with family and friends and pass on the knowledge, you know. So, you know, I was once in a position of the average person not knowing how to deal with even the most common health complaint. But after I started using medicinal herbs, I discovered they were the world's best kept secret to well-being. Really. Herbs empower you. Herbs heal you. Herbs protect you. And that is how powerful they are, and God wants us to understand that. That's why in Genesis chapter 1, 20, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14, and Revelations 22, 2, he tells you that, right? All through the Bible, he's telling you that. He wants you to be well. So the medical cartel really doesn't want you to have that power. So all we need to do is stand up, take that power back, defend it. So now is the time for you to investigate ways to strengthen the body and get off those lifelong prescription medications, because they weaken the system. They don't work after a while. They lead you to, to your demise. You know, they do. There's a great book out there. I often mention it a lot. It's Shane Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. So if you're on most of these, you know, common prescription drugs, you know, for heart, diabetes, rheumatoid, arthritis, whatever. He is a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies, just like the guy we just heard, George, talk. And he tells you in plain language, when you take these drugs, what happens to you on a metabolic level? What's happening to your cells, to your tissues, to your organs? He knows. He used to help create these drugs. So if you want to know the secrets to what these drugs are doing, and on a long-term accumulative basis, you definitely want to get this book. Of course, you will find it in libraries and bookstores, and it's a great book to have. And Shane, he's been a guest on the show, Frank. Remember him? Yeah. And I agree with his recommendations on herbs. He was actually a chemist that was very savvy with herbal medicine, so I have to give him kudos for that. So pick up his book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, best money you'll spend. If you want to pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book, we have that on our website, but it's in ebook format now. It's not in a hard copy. So if you got Kindle, iPad, or if you just want a PDF version for your computer with a symptom herb reference guide inside and your medical options, you just look at a symptom, see what your herbal options are. You can definitely check that out. And the Power Herbs book, and it's just $14.99. And you go to the powerherbs.com website and check it out there. So give them a call at Apothecary Herbs if you want their free catalog. They'll empower you with a lot of immune boosting, organ cleansing, pandemic kits, things like that. Metabolic strengthening aids also there. So if you're wanting to transition off of medicines that you don't want to be on, you might want a strengthener to bridge the gap for you. So give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And of course, if you're serious about herbs, you want apothecary herbs. They are professional strength, okay? You won't find them in stores, okay? Started out making products for practitioners, and now you can get them direct by giving them a call, get a free catalog, visit their website. Easy to talk to, and you can email as well. And check out their website, very informative. And, of course, pick up a Power Herbs book for $14.99. You will get started, get your feet wet with how powerful you can be with herbs. I wrote the book, and it was a kind of an intro beginner book for people. And you'll figure out even what herbs you want to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing, and how to make your own herbal tinctures if you want to roll up your sleeves and get in the weeds, as I say, and get all, making herbal products is a little time consuming and messy, but I think it's fun. So I think every town should have an herbalist, you know, really, seriously, one that knows stuff, right? You know, you'll learn stuff like, what did the ancients do regarding plagues? Well, the ancient herbalist had a plague formula that worked. Did you know that? Absolutely, very, very cool. The folks at Apothecary Herbs actually make that formula. It's called All-in-One. So it's a great, great formula. So you can get that on their website or send away for their catalog and learn about it. So definitely empower yourself. This is the time. This is the time to learn as much as you can how to look after your well-being. That's not going to be too expensive either. You know, herbs aren't going to be like, you know, the prescription drugs that are very, very costly and toxic. That's why I love herbs. Herbs are like foods. They're whole foods and medicinals. They're kind of both. And a lot of the bitter alkaloids that you get in your medicinal herbs that wouldn't have been so much for culinary purposes, but the bitter alkaloids are the herbs that have very complex medicine action. And that's why you only take a little bit. God made them bitter, so you didn't eat a lot of it like a strawberry, okay? So if you got kids and they don't like the bitterness of a lot of the natural medicines, tell them that. You know, well, this is so strong. God made it bitter, so you only took a little bit. And kids tend to get it. They do. And after a while, you know, your kids become like a connoisseur of herbs. They absolutely know which herb they need because they feel a virus coming on. They actually start to identify, this feels like a virus. Or they know if they're getting a sinus infection or if they're getting, you know, any kind of bacterial infection. They seem to know the difference because bacterial infections kind of creep up on you slow, but viruses hit you like suddenly, you know. And so you want to definitely make sure you know what you're doing. And you will. It's almost like learning to tie your shoe and brush your teeth. You learned how to do that, right? You learn about the herbs. You learn about what the Creator gave you. Tools in your hands make you so powerful. Not only that, make you well. And I'm just about out of time. Thank you again, Frank, for playing that clip. Appreciate it so much. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or supplement. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.